So our parsha opens with Yaakov confronting Esav, and as Chazal outlined, he confronts Esav with a three-part plan. He divides the camp, he gets ready for potential war, he attempts diplomacy and sends gifts, and he also davens to Hashem, which makes sense. As we know, we have, in addition to Tfila, we need to put in our own hishtadlos, we need to put in our effort, and that's really what Yaakov does. But I just want to focus on the Tfila aspect for a moment. There's a machlokas we've shown him, to what extent, if any, there is a mitzvah to daven. The Rambam holds both in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Saseh Hey, and in Hilchos Tefillah, in the first two halachos, that there is a biblical mitzvah to daven at least once a day. The rabbinic strata that was added onto it is to daven three times a day, but the biblical mitzvah is to daven at least once a day. The Ramban, in his comments over there to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Hey, argues that this is not the case, and he offers one of two possibilities. Either there's no mitzvah to daven whatsoever. Davening is not an obligation, it's a privilege. The fact that we can turn to God when we have trouble is a gift that God gave. It's not a mitzvah, right? It's our opportunity. His second possibility is perhaps there is a mitzvah, but not like the Rambam. The Rambam argues that it's a mitzvah every day. He says perhaps it's only a mitzvah to daven be'etzara when there's a specific reason to daven, a specific distress. So then you have to turn to God. You have to recognize that your salvation can come from God and God alone. Obviously, you still have to do your ishtadlus, but at that moment there's mitzvah to pray, but not every day. Now, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, tried to bring the Rambam and Ramban closer together and argue that perhaps both the Rambam and the Ramban think that the basis of tefillah is the obligation to turn to God when there's distress. They simply argue what type of distress mandates tefillah. The Ramban limits it to extraordinary distress. And the Rambam includes the normal distress of everyday life. We always need things. You can't say that just because nothing special is happening that you have nothing to ask for. You always need to recognize there's inherent distress in the human condition. And therefore, we meet Yaakov in our parsha, and therefore, being according to the Rambam, right, or the Ramban, it makes sense. He is davening for the Ramban. This is a tzara. Now, what's interesting, and I haven't seen anyone note this, is that if anyone knows of anyone who points this out, please tell me afterwards. The way the Rav quotes the Ramban is that there's a mitzvah to daven be'etzara. But if you look at the Rambam, in the Ramban, that's not actually what he says. He says, perhaps there's a mitzvah to daven be'etzara, al kol tzara shelo tavo al tzibur, for any distress that comes to the community. And if you look at the Rambam, who, as we mentioned, thinks there's a mitzvah every day to daven, also has a separate mitzvah, an additional mitzvah, which he discusses in Hilchot Taniyot, to daven be'et tzara. But there the Rambam is explicit that it's only be'et tzara shel hatzibur, when the community is facing distress, and that's why he writes it in the context of the communal fast days, right, where you would have the communal fast, you'd have the shofar, you'd have the communal tshuva and everything that went along. But you don't actually have any rishon that suggests explicitly that there's a unique mitzvah to daven when you have an individual tzara. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah for a communal tzara. Now again, the Rav quotes the Ramban as saying there is an individual mitzvah to daven when you have a tzara, which makes sense logically, but I only notice now, looking back at the Ramban, that neither the Ramban nor the Rambam actually say that. So if anyone knows anyone who picks up on that point, I'd be interested. The last point that I think it's worth noting is an interesting point which comes out of our parsha, and Rabbi Yosef Albo notes in Sefer Ikarim. In the context of Yaakov's tefillah, he says, I'm davening, even though katonti mikol ha-chasadim, mikol ha-emet, right, which as Rashi said, I'm not sure I deserve it, maybe I've used up all of my schud, I've used up all of my right to daven to you. Rabbi Yosef Albo notes in Sefer Ikarim and Chelek Dalet in Perek Tet Zayin, that the novelty of tefillah is, whether you think it's a privilege or an obligation, it's obligatory to daven when you have a need, even if you think you're not deserving of it. Because the chiddush of tefillah, once Hashem has introduced tefillah in the world, the belief is that you can, if you really have sincerity, you can get God, so to speak, to give you what you need, even if you don't deserve it, because God has rachamim and will act not just al pi midat din, al pi midat rachamim. That's what you see from Yaakov's tefillah as well, that he davens despite the fact that he doesn't believe he actually deserves to get answered. Which again, whether tefillah is an obligation or a privilege, the fact that obligation / privilege exists, even when we may not deserve it, adds to the uniqueness and the novelty of the mitzvah, or privilege, or both, of tefillah.